Alabama basketball player blasted for assault after cheap shot on Florida player, earns one-game suspension. By Warner Todd Houston on February 23, 2024. On Wednesday, Alabama Crimson Tide basketball player Muhammad Wake seemed to get away with an outrageous foul that many are calling assault. During the first half of Alabama's 98-93 win in overtime against the Florida Gators, officials seemed to completely miss a cheap shot delivered by Wake to the Gators' Alex Condon. Not once, but twice. As the teams engaged in a brief scrum for a rebound, Condon fell, but on the way down, Wake delivered a sharp knee to Condon's head. And then, as he also went down next to Condon, it looks like Wake slammed Condon with an elbow. Officials did blow the whistle on the play, but instead of a foul being called on Wake, the refs singled out Condon. Fans quickly took to social media to ask why Alabama's Wake was not penalized for kneeing and then elbowing Alex Condon. Hail Florida Hail, for instance, lamented that missed calls like this could launch an open season on the floor. If players could deliver a UFC-style elbow to opponents while they are on the ground, then everyone would do it, the site said. Many jumped to X to express their outrage at Alabama. And few thought Wake's actions were anything less than intentional. Wake was finally suspended for the unsportsmanlike act. By Friday, it was announced that he had been handed a one-game suspension for Wednesday's foul. After a video review in the conference office, it was determined that Wake committed the fighting act of striking Florida's Alex Condon in the back of the head with his elbow/forearm with 9:25 remaining to play in the first half of Wednesday's game, the league said in a statement. NCAA rules require a suspension for the next regular season game when a player commits an act of fighting defined as a confrontation involving one or more players, coaches or other team personnel wherein, but not limited to, a fist, hand, arm, foot, knee or leg is used to combatively strike the other individual, the SEC added. Wake is not the first Alabama player to be punished this season. Forward Nick Pringle has already earned two suspensions for his conduct on the floor, the Mirror noted. Alabama head coach Nate Oates recently blasted his player for the suspensions. Pringle has got to decide whether he wants to be a part of this program or not with some of his decisions and how he conducts himself, Oates said last month after the player earned his second suspension of the year. Nothing bad off the court or anything like that, just in practice, in games, and we'll see where it goes. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.